Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the show, we have DDS, a licensed therapist, author, executive coach, speaker on leadership and growth, and a Reiki master, all in service of helping others grow and become who they are. They are the founder and CEO of Soul Trained in Executive Coaching and Leadership Growth Consultancy. Their new book is You Can Be Yourself Here, Your Pocket Guide to Creating Inclusive Workplaces by Using the Psychology of Belonging. And DDS, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
My absolute pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet, and thanks for your time as well. So for starters, and to kick things off here today, how does belonging impact workplace performance? And tell us about your belonging equation. That would be a great place to kick things off today.
Yeah, well, belonging has a very direct impact on workplace performance. And it's a really simple way of thinking about it is, you know, we've all had an experience of feeling like we don't belong somewhere. And that can be an excruciatingly painful experience. So oftentimes what we'll do is we will expend effort and energy into bending ourselves into a different size and shape in order to fit in and in order to feel like we belong. And, you know, we will code switch, we will cover, we will suppress aspects of our behavior and our personality and our lifestyle and our background in order to be deemed acceptable by the people that we are trying to fit in with. Now, that covering and that code switching takes an inordinate amount of psychological energy. And therefore, if we can create workplaces where people feel like they can, that where they can feel like they can be themselves, where they feel like they belong just as they are, that psychological energy that would otherwise be taken up and employed in the act of suppression and code switching and covering would be available. And it would be available for the work and our relationships and creativity and innovation and productivity. And so that's the simple business case. Create a climate of belonging and your business will be more successful. Now, you asked about the equation of belonging. You know, diversity, inclusion and belonging are buzzwords that are often said not only in the same sentence these days, but often in the same mouthful as if they're one word. But actually, they're three very, very different things that need different attention. Diversity is a fact. Diversity, you either do or do not have a diverse organization. And when you look around, are there people like you? And are there people who are not like you? If you can answer yes to both of those questions, chances are you've got a diverse organization. Now, once you've got a diverse organization, what you need to have is the behavior of inclusion. And I say behavior is an inclusion because it's the way in which the organization behaves through its policies, its practices, and its protocols. And it's also the way in which the leadership behave in that organization. And so you can have a diverse workforce, and then it needs to behave in an inclusive way. And that will lead to the experience of belonging. So the equation diversity plus inclusion equals belonging. But you can't have belonging without inclusion. You can't have inclusion without diversity, but you can have diversity without inclusion. So the equation only works in one way. You have to have diversity. You have to have inclusion in order to get belonging.
Yeah, that certainly makes a lot of sense. And thanks for your input. Now, I understand recently you reframed the so-called great resignation, the great realization. Talk to us about this.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. You know, there's a lot of narrative out there about, you know, how people are voting with their feet and they're leaving organizations and that the workforce and the you know, there's a talent shortage. But actually, you know, and it's being called the great resignation or the great restructuring or whatever. And yeah, I actually called it the great realization, because I think what's happened over the last couple of years, where humanity has experienced this chronic trauma of not only COVID, but also all of the social injustices that have been front and center in our news feeds. And I think what that's causing is people asking themselves some fairly deep existential questions. And when, as that relates to our career and our vocation, we've been asking ourselves these questions like, am I doing what I want to be doing? Is my career and vocation bringing me meaning and purpose? And am I experiencing belonging? And for many people, the answer is yes. Like, what I'm doing is lighting me up. And but for some people, the answer has been no. And those that have answered no have gone on off to do different things. But for those that have answered yes, I am doing that which lights me up, the next question is where I'm doing it, is that where I want to do it? Is it bringing me all of the things that I need? And for the workplaces that aren't offering meaning, purpose, and belonging to their employees, that's where we're seeing the mass exodus. So I don't think it's that we've got a shortage of talent. I think we're just seeing greater levels of discernment amongst our talent and the organizations that recognize that employees are now demanding and asking different questions than they were before. Those are the organizations that are going to win.
Yeah, for sure on that. And can you take it further? Tell us why on the belonging. Talk to us about that and take that further.
Well, you know, I as a psychotherapist, and also through my own research of writing the book and my own experience as both an executive coach, but also as someone that's worked for 25 years in HR, I have come to know that the desire to belong is it transcends genders, generations, geographies. It is a basic primal need that we have as human beings. We develop in relationship, we grow in relationship, and our development and our growth occurs across the lifespan. We need other people in order to be vital, to develop and to grow. And so when we feel like we're being rejected, when we feel like we don't belong, when we feel like people are moving away from us, that feels very painful and it feels very disorienting. Not only does it feel painful and disorienting, it impacts our physical, mental, and emotional health. So belonging is, I believe, as important to us as food, water, sleep, and sex is. It is a biological imperative. We need it to survive.
Certainly do appreciate your thoughts on the topic and for joining us here today. We're speaking with DDS, a licensed therapist, author, executive coach, and speaker on leadership and growth, and a Reiki master, all in service of helping others grow and become who they are. Their new book is You Can Be Yourself Here, Your Pocket Guide to Creating Inclusive Workplaces by Using the Psychology of Belonging. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, what is the single greatest factor impacting inclusion today?
Behavior, and in particular, the behavior of leaders in an organization. So I have long said that the culture and climate of any organization will be shaped by the worst behavior that you're willing to tolerate in a leader. And that's because behavior is contagious. We copy, and people with children in their lives will know that, you know, that how one of the basis of how children learn is by watching and mimicking and role modeling other people, particularly their parents. So this copying of other people's behavior is hardwired into our neurology. And so the same thing applies at work, and we are over influenced. Or we offer kind of a disproportionate amount of influence to those people who are in charge of us, who we report into. And so if a leader or a person in a position of power in an organization wants to behave in an inclusive way, and by that I mean that they will invite, involve, and include, offer seats at the table to people from from the non-dominant social groups where decisions are being made, if they behave in those ways, then that will ripple out into the organization. So if you have a leader or set of leaders in an organization that are doing diversity, and I'm doing, you can't see this, but I'm doing air quotes when I say the word doing diversity, because they think they should, or because they think it's, they need to be seen to be doing it, then they're off to the wrong start. This has got to be something that people not only do, but be. And it has to be something that people do and be, because it is the right thing to do, and it's going to create a more successful business, and it's going to create a more harmonious world.
Yeah, certainly some great feedback from you on that question. Lastly, what key takeaways from the psychology of belonging inform how to impact workplace performance?
I mean, there's many in the book, but the one thing that I really want to leave with you, with the listeners, is this idea about psychological safety. Psychological safety is a prerequisite for all of this. And psychological safety is something that we experience when it is not expensive to be ourselves. And so if we are in an organization where any single part of who we are is rejected or ridiculed or pointed out and excluded, we will not experience psychological safety. So there are many, many things in the book around attachment theory and self-psychology and trauma-informed workplaces. But the one thing that is really, really important in all of this is creating environments where people feel safe to be who they are.
DDS, thank you for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to tap into your book, You Can Be Yourself Here, or Soul Trained, where's the best place to get further details?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So www.soultrained.com is my website, and there's a couple of pages on that website. One called Shift Happens, where you can read articles and view blogs and podcasts of my work. You can also order the book through the website, but you can pick up an ebook, an Audible book, and a paperback copy from all the usual places where you buy your books.
Certainly have a lot of options there. That is awesome. Again, folks, it is soultrained.com. DDS, thanks for joining us here today on EPN. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thanks, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with DDS, a licensed therapist, author, executive coach, and speaker on leadership and growth, all in service of helping others grow and become who they are. Their new book is You Can Be Yourself Here, Your Pocket Guide to Creating Inclusive Workplaces by Using the Psychology of Belonging. And again, for more information and details and for contact, visit soultrained.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.